Twice in the past year, lost African-American cemeteries have been found in Tampa. One is under a public housing complex, the other on the grounds of a high school. For many, the big unanswered question is, how could this possibly have happened? Southern historian Lynn Rainville has been asking that question for more than two decades. The Washington and Lee University professors spoke with WUSF's Wayne Garcia about how so many graveyards became lost across the country.
I'm going to assume that Tampa, Florida is not the only place in the United States that has this problem.
Historic African-American burial grounds have been overlooked, vandalized, bodies have been robbed out of graves for medical cadavers, and then built upon across the country, in the north and the south, not just a southern issue. It is directly connected to the residue of racism in the past and in the present.
Okay, so this happened in the North and the South, but here in the South there were Jim Crow laws and other aspects of Reconstruction life that saw African Americans head north to get away and to pursue jobs. Did that play a role in these cemeteries going missing?
That has an immediate impact on cemeteries because clearly you leave behind cemeteries, and that means as the generations pass, there are fewer and fewer people who know where these sites are, who can help maintain them, and then who are visiting them on a regular basis.
How hard is it to find those lost cemeteries?
They can be very hard to find. In fact, usually the people who know where they are, it's hunters, because hunters are the ones, at least in rural areas, who are regularly crisscrossing the landscape and running across either uninscribed stones or heavily overgrown cemeteries.
Are we in a different day where there are people who aren't going to let this happen in plain sight and who are stepping forward and there seems to be some kind of community consensus about doing something about these cemeteries?
So yes, I think we absolutely are, as a society, continue to evolve in terms of appreciating that everyone has the right to bury their dead in peace and not be disturbed by construction projects. I would also say that all these efforts are being aided through like social media and everything to do with our one degree of separation today.
You've said that ground penetrating radar or GPR is a real game changer in this conversation about restoring these cemeteries and the dignity of the people buried there. Why is that?
I think because one of the things that used to happen in the past is people, especially local community members, would say things like, hey, you know, I've heard a story that, you know, two generations ago or a generation ago, this was a burial ground. And it was much easier for individuals, for whatever reason, who didn't want to be bothered by the thought of a cemetery to say, prove it. There's no graveyard. I mean, there are no gravestones left. So GPR is a very important tool for providing information to counteract either people's assumptions or their efforts to forget about these sites.